You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not gonna take it anymore. Sense is not so common. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Hi, everybody. This is Dave Hodges. I'm the host of the Common Sense Show, and we're the show that is freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time, and we've got a lot of unenslaving to do tonight. I have a couple housekeeping items before I get to what the show is about. First of all, I got to say, Doug Hagman and Joe Hagman are at a conference, and so we have three guests, so we got a full board of guests. And Doug, I think it's Joe, will be with us next week, and we'll be back to our regular news hour. There's so much going on right now, it's unbelievable. And I wanted to clarify a couple of things that Doug and I talked about last week, and that's what we're planning to do to stay afloat. And I just have one request at this point. Go to our YouTube channel, because we update every single day of the week. And when they do play their occasional ads, we would ask that you not click out of them. Doesn't cost you any money. We're not asking you to send us any money. We're not asking you for a subscription. We're asking that you support our work in this way, because they pay us for a complete view of the ad. And we're talking, in most cases, 30 seconds. Sometimes you get none. Also, what you get are updates that lead into themes we will discuss the following week on the show. Sometimes it's breaking news. Sometimes we discover things that are really hot to trot. And so, really, our YouTube channel is a good place to be during the week, because we cover a lot of ground. We put anywhere out between 4 to 6 broadcasts, and mixed in with extra interviews as well. So it's kind of like I'm doing a 7-day-a-week show. So anyway, I would have that request of you, and it would be much, much appreciated. As far as tonight goes, what do we have going on? Well, we have here in hour number one, Bob Griswold. And I invited him on for a very, very specific set of reasons that will become apparent given the current chain of events that's taking place. We are at the doorstep, and what that doorstep is, we'll be getting into in just a moment. In hour number two, we're going to be joined by a longtime friend of mine, but more importantly, he was a member of the NSA and saw some of the most intimate things and has some of the best contacts still in the business. And I'm speaking about Vance Davis. And if you followed us on YouTube, you have heard a few of the interviews I've done with Vance, including one that I think went for somewhere around almost 500,000 views. And he has some, let's put it this way, there are going to be some things you're going to hear tonight that I doubt that many or any of you have heard. So this will be breaking, and I hope we have our alternative communication systems ready, because I fully expect to be interfered with in hour number two. In hour number three, we're going to be joined by Paul Martin. And his sources, my sources, are coalescing into one consistent message. And we're going to compare notes unrehearsed on the air. And I told him that. I said, I don't want to rehearse what we're going to say. You're saying enough, and I'm hearing enough, and you've heard enough from me to know that the trend curves here are really, really close. And you will see a consistent theme throughout this show tonight that will show you that we are in some pretty difficult times. You know, I walk outside, it's a beautiful sunny day here in Phoenix. It's about 72 degrees. You know, we're north of the city out in the country. Slight breeze. It's beautiful outside. Great day for swimming, great day for golf. You wouldn't think there was a care in the world. But that's not what's going on under the covers. All HE double hockey sticks are ready to break out. Anyway, our first guest is the owner and proprietor of ReadyMadeResources.com. Anything that you want or need from a survival basis, Bob Griswold and ReadyMadeResources.com is your guy. But we're here right now not so much to talk about his company. We'll let him plug before we go, as we do all our guests. But Bob's here to talk about some things that are really on his mind. We talk off and on during the week, maybe one or two times a week, most weeks. And we have some grave, grave concerns, and I told Bob, I got to get you on. Got to absolutely get you on. So, Bob Griswold, you are on with us. Thanks for joining us on this Sunday evening. And in my years on this planet, Bob, maybe other than the Cuban Missile Crisis, which I was really too young to understand, I don't think we've been in a more dire place as a country. What do you think?
Well, I think we're looking at a Cuban Missile Crisis right now. I mean, first of all, I totally agree with you. Back up. I think it's far worse than the Cuban Missile Crisis. Missile technology from back in the early 60s to now, I mean, China has missiles that can sink our carrier groups. We have many countries that own ballistic missiles that can deliver them very quickly. Many nations with submarine launch ballistic missiles that can pull them right off the coast and launch them. We don't know how many ballistic missiles, I mean, or nuclear weapons have been smuggled into our country. I'm sure there are quite a few. The threat of EMP. Dave, you know, if you were a religious guy and you were believing in eschatology, the returning of Christ, and you were to read some of the chapters in the Bible concerning the very difficult times that will be leading up to the return of Christ, you could be forgiven for thinking we're living in that time. I think we're facing things that humanity has never faced before. You've had guests like Steve Quayle on Tom Horn that talk about the absolute just transition of the human race genetically. We have weapons systems that have, you know, nuclear weapons, those are destructive, but we have weapon systems today that make those obsolete. Cyber war, where we could turn off everything that supplies you with everything you get at a drop of a hat. We have an invasion from a historically destructive group of people. I cannot emphasize this enough. There has been no nation that has stood up against Islam and been successful. None. Every nation that Islam has gone to war with eventually succumbs to Islam. I mean, you just look, nation after nation over 1,400 years has fallen to the power of Islam. And we see in this country today working its insidious cancer within our midst. We see the absolute corruption of our political system. We see a president who came into office making promises of things he wanted to do, and at every step of the way, the one-party system in America, and yes, I do use that word, Dave, it's the same coin, it's championship wrestling, they go in the ring, there's a good guy and a bad guy, they beat the hell out of each other, excuse me, for public consumption, after it's done, they go out and have a beer together and laugh about how many people bought it. Donald Trump administration has been completely supplanted from people within his own ranks. He is not going to be allowed to do anything that changes the globalist agenda to bring about this new world order and the dominance of these bankers and people so that every human being falls under their power. And they will do whatever they need to do, including an assassination. And I pray to God that never happens, but they would use an assassination to bring about it. They're willing to kill. I mean, you just look at the wars they fight. They're willing to kill how many innocents, non-combatants to achieve what they want. Even in Korea, I mean, a lot of people don't understand that there's maybe up to $16 trillion of rare earth in Korea. It's the largest, some people say it's the largest deposits of rare earth on the planet. And, you know, for whatever Kim Jong-il is, and he is insane, you know there's bankers in the background looking at that $16 trillion thinking, you know, a war would be worth it. I'm not going to be the one that dies, maybe a million or 2 million of other people, but I won't be, and I'll make money on it. So here we are.
I agree. And, you know, Bob, I've been saying this all week long. I've said it multiple times in multiple broadcasts I've done, that the war in Korea has a lot less to do with a crazy guy with some antiquated nukes with inferior technology than it does with taking over North Korea to establish a central bank under Rothschilds, because they're not in. Iran is not in. The way to Iran is through Syria. Interesting, our two top war fronts right now have people that don't succumb to the Rothschilds. We're looking at Libya all over again.
Yes, we are. And, Dave, you know, how many more people have to die before we wake up? I mean, you know, again, Christ said that at the end of the age that the great deception would come about. And what I wanted to really talk about tonight is for people to be able to safeguard themselves when Jesus Christ says, very personally, to believers, be not deceived. Take heed. Be not deceived. We better take that seriously, because if that's what he's emphasizing, that's what's going to be coming about. And my challenge to people this evening is this. What narrative are you following? Are you following the news media narrative? Are you following the stock market narrative that just says everything's fine, everybody's making gobs of money, we can't stuff it in our pockets fast enough? What narrative are you following? If you follow the historic and biblical narrative, two things are going to happen. One, your feet are going to be planted on solid rock. So when the waves of this destruction and disease and all these things we see coming about humanity hit, you're going to see all everybody around you, they're going to be destroyed. Your feet, as it says, will be planted on solid rock. You'll be stand firm. You have a firm foundation. And the other thing is your eyes are going to be enlightened. You're going to see really how corrupt this world has become, how corrupt every government on this planet has become. And when that happens to you, it's going to change you in such a way that you'll never be able to look back and see things the way they were. Once your eyes have been opened to see this corruption and absolute depravity that is being perpetrated on the people of this planet by a very few globalists and elitists, you'll never be able to look at it the same. And everything at that point then starts to make sense. It unfolds, and the story unfolds in such a way that you understand where they're going with this. And it's going to cost, because you've got to stand against it and say, I cannot go down that road. In the end, it will bring destruction to me. You know, I've always been encouraged, and I always pray that I know I will face the wrath of man, but I pray I never face the wrath of God. Those that bring the wrath of man against us will face the wrath of God in one day, and we have to make our minds up, which wrath do we want to face? Do we want to face the wrath of God, or do we want to face possibly the wrath of man? And that's where we're headed right now. There's not going to be any safe ground in this coming war, the 1860 and the 1913 war, that will be simultaneous. The Civil War coming to the United States, there will be no safe ground. They if they know where you live, they can come and do whatever they want to do. You look at these wars like the Irish War. It was a very personal war where people's houses were bombed. I mean, there were things that went on against the person. You're not going to be able to hide it during this coming war, and you're going to have to take a side. So the side is, which narrative are you going to follow? Are you going to follow historical and biblical narrative? Are you going to follow the narrative that's being perpetrated? I think Steve Quayle calls them the bombing brokers. Which narrative are you going to follow? Both, each of those narratives will have an outcome in your life. Each of those narratives will take you a path that's going to either bless you or curse you. And we are at the point now where there is not going to be any middle ground left. It is quickly evaporating. I just look at social media over and over and over again, Dave, and realize how many people use it for fruitless, absolutely idiotic things, when social media is the most powerful tool ever given into the hands of any person that has ever lived. You have the ability with your voice on social media to affect millions and millions of people. And yet, most people who would have be considered conservative use it for idiotic things. And that day is quickly ending. We are coming to the point where violence is going to break out in the United States. It's going to break out in the world. It's going to be civil and global at the same time. And again, if we expect to stand during this time, we better have our narrative correct. We better understand who controls history, what the outcome of what these globalists intend to do. And if we are on the right side of history, we will endure it and make it through it.
Well, I want to return to what I just said a couple of moments ago, Bob, and that had to do with the fact that we're looking at the last remaining nations on the earth not under the Rothschild banking system. And this is key, absolutely key to understand this. that if the Rothschilds are successful and get countries like the United States and NATO to do their bidding, and they're willing to fight a war with Russia and China if need be to get what they want, once they have the world under their thumb economically, then we will see a major collapse. Why? Because out of chaos comes order. And what will the order be? Listen to me carefully. We're already seeing the experiments being done in Europe. We're going to see a cashless society, digitized means of currency. What we're talking about, I can sum it up in three numbers. 666.
You're absolutely correct. The system is designed to drive everyone into this globalist system that you will not be able to buy or sell. You will not be able to operate. And the next 10 years, when the internet encompasses every aspect of our life, again, Dave, this is why it's so important to have your focus in the correct place. We're not going to focus on fear, which I want to address quickly. You know, people accuse us from time to time of promoting fear. And I would bring them back to the scripture where it says that Noah, being warned of God, moved with holy fear and prepared an ark for the saving of his family. So we have this thing. Again, if we're following the correct narrative, we're going to be warned of God. And he can use history to warn us. He can use current events to warn us. He can use, obviously, his word to warn us. He can use other people to warn us. But Noah's response to the warning was not accusing God of promoting fear. You know, God, you're promoting fear porn here. No, he moved with fear. And what did he do? He prepared for what was coming. And I cannot stress enough, if you think the average life that we live today, of the 9-to-5 life, if you want to call it that, is going to continue, and and the way you live your life is going to be unabated as we go into this globalist system, you've got a second. You better reevaluate it. It's not. This globalist system is going to be designed to bring everybody into the meat grinder. Everybody's life will be changed. It is going to be a globalist system that dominates the world. And unless you make preparation for it ahead of time, you know, get your eyes on the correct focus, know what the narrative is, know where we're going, know what history shows us, what's happening, Dave, you're going to succumb to it. It is that powerful. You look at President Trump. He is falling under its power. He's tried. He wanted to put a wall up. I'm absolutely convinced he wanted to put a wall up, but it's not going to happen. I'm absolutely convinced he wanted to repeal Obamacare. Now, they might do it in name only, but let's look and see what the end result of that is.
Well, I can tell you what the end result is, Bob. You've got senior citizens, and I wrote about this week as well. The Trump care is Obamacare 2.0. What we're looking at here are senior citizens' rates can be raised $13,000 a year. Who in the hell can afford that on a fixed income? Trump just sold out every person over 65 in this country. But I don't think it's really him doing the selling out. And this is something I want to put a knife right into the middle of that statement. Here's what I'm saying, Bob. I'm going to let you respond to this.
If Trump can't stand against this, if he has gone there as savvy a businessman as he is, and with as much public support that he had, if he has gone into this meat grinder of its globalist cabal, and it is chewing his vision up, what's it going to do to the average person? Now, I will say this, that with God on your side, Psalm 91, with God on your side, that's the only way to win this thing. It's the only way to come through it and be victorious in it. If you think you're going to do it by the power of your own might, I have sad news for you. You look at it, it's grinding Trump up. He's not able to stand against it. It is that powerful, because it goes beyond just earthly power. There's spiritual power behind it. There's demonic power, you know, powers of wickedness behind it that he doesn't know how to stand against, and it's going to destroy his presidency. And if he continues on the path that he's on, you know, my fear is that someone is going to try to, one way or another, remove him from office, whether it's a legal challenge to be removed from office, or if it's a John F. Kennedy method. and either of those.
Yeah, let me address that, Bob. Let me stop you right there. I want to address that. I'm doing an analysis of the methods that are available to the globalists right now. And if we just go solely off what Paul Craig Roberts says, and I got to tell you, Paul Craig Roberts was ahead of the curve when he saw Trump taking the turn towards globalism. And like I said, I'm not totally blaming Trump, so stop throwing things at the radio and the computer, because we'll get into a little bit about what's at work here. It's not all Trump. But I will say this, Bob, when we look at what people like Paul Craig Roberts are saying, he's strongly implying it's going to be a public execution like JFK. He doesn't come out and say it in those words, but there's no question, and I agree that's a possibility. But we also know, and it's been all over the net, that Congress, certain congressmen have been having special meetings, secret meetings, for weeks now, looking for mental health reasons to get Trump out on the 25th Amendment. And I think they're going to try that one first. I think that's their best option.
Even if they succeed in that option, there's enough Americans that are gonna say no and put their foot down, and yeah. It's gonna take a greatly divided country and even make it more divided. And we have to understand, if you understand the correct narrative, Dave, it's not a good result. Conflict, the lack of peace, violence, ethnic conflict, are not gifts and blessings from God. They are the curses of man rebelling against God. So we are going to see this manifestation of all the removal of all of God's blessing from our land. We see every one of these curses that he talks about being manifested in our land today, but it's just going to grow and grow and grow. And I'm not a prophet. I'm not a prognosticator of the future. I am a student of the Bible. I believe that it's 100% correct. I believe I can count on it as I can count on mathematics being correct. I believe I can count on the Bible being correct. So I would look at it and say, how does God deal with nations that rebel against him? And there's the outcome. You can read Deuteronomy 28. There's an outcome in there. And as I read every one of those curses mentioned in Deuteronomy 28, I see them not only in our land, I see them greatly expanding in our land, that the hand of God has been removed, and this corrosive, destructive, you know, evil is just working its horror throughout our land. I mean, you know, from when we started from taking God out of school, murdering millions and millions of innocent children, to the perversion of marriage. I mean, just everything. Today we're a society. I mean, you think of it, Dave. We are a society that's addicted to opiates. We're addicted to mind-altering drugs. We are a greatly obese society, and largely because of the food that's been given to us, dead food. We consume violence and pornography as a daily in our daily living. Entertainment is our god. I mean, people do not read in America anymore. We just sit in front of these things, and they just give us this mental drool that we feed ourselves with called TV. And we are reaping the whirlwind for what we're doing. And so the challenge right now is for people that hear this, if you have ears to hear, that's what Christ says, wake up. You know, I tell people to turn that damn thing off. Get off the social media, I mean the TV, all that electronic opium that's just poisoning your brain. Get off of it. Get back into the scripture. Get back into reading history. I mean, history tells us where we're going. I mean, you know, history doesn't repeat itself, but what do they say? It sure rhymes. And we're in that cycle of history, and it's a war cycle. It's a cycle of destruction. And we better pay attention to it. We better have our eyes on the correct narrative, because, you know, if they take Trump out, it'll be a win for them in many ways, because what's going to happen is, like I said, it's going to take a greatly divided nation and make it more divided. And what do all Marxist revolutionary movements need? They need violence and they need hate. And you see it being dealt to us in spades today, violence and hate. And you know, when you look at these kids, these children of three generations now have consumed nothing but these horrifically violent video games and violence on TV. They read about violence. You take inner city children that actually see violence on a day-to-day basis. And as it says in the scripture, the love of many has waxed cold. The human compassion for another human being is completely gone. Let them burn. You know, we want to see people hurt. We want to see them tortured. You see these leftists now calling for the torture of people who disagree with them. I mean, openly calling for, I hope they hope they're tortured, hope they die, hope they have horrific deaths. You know, you're seeing this being set up against Donald Trump, against conservative people. Again, we talked about it before, we got it right on. You know, 30, 40 years ago, the leftist screamed for freedom of speech, no matter how vile he wanted to perpetrate his freedom of speech on you, if they wanted to do whatever they wanted to do with our faith, Christianity, against anybody who stood against abortion, anybody who stood up for righteousness, anybody who stood up for anything, they could say the most vile, filthy things. You look at what we just said, somebody said about Trump. It was a Colbert that just absolutely eviscerated Trump on TV with the most vile speech. But if we dare speak up, they want to restrict our speech. They don't believe in free speech. And the very people that demanded their free speech to do what they wanted to do were the very people 20, 30 years ago that were clamoring and screaming to take every AR-15 and AK-47 out of the hands of people. They're weapons of war. They don't have any place on the street. But what do we see those people doing today? They're buying AR-15s and AK-47s and arming and training. You saw this Joe Brown training group with their training tactics, bounding tactics. I read that they actually have some ex-special forces people training them how to do these things, have these techniques. I mean, I know how they work. I've been through some of these schools, how they work, and they're very, very effective techniques at killing mass amounts of people. It's just not the average idiot that goes down with a gun in a crowd and starts shooting. When you're trained to work as a group, you can be very effective racking that body count up very high. But you look at it, the very people who clamored for free speech now want to suspend free speech. The very people who clamored for the removal of all those weapons are now buying them in droves and training with them. What are they doing? It tells you that nothing they say can be taken at face value. Everything they say is for manipulation, deceiving, coercion, and in the end, enslavement. So, again, what narrative are you going to follow? If you are not following the historic biblical narrative, you're going down the wrong path, and I'm telling you, you're not going to make it. I mean, that's pretty direct, Dave. I'm sorry, but it's pretty direct. But that's the only narrative that your feet are put on solid rock, that you're going to stand against the tidal action of this wickedness that we see coming on this planet.
Bob, let me play devil's advocate. Sorry for the pun and lack of a better term, but
let me
ask you this. What would you say to people who would say, Dave, a lot of what you're talking about here with Bob Griswold is based on the supposition these are the end days. What if these are not the end days?
Okay, again.
Then how do we gauge what we're doing?
You know, history doesn't repeat itself, but it rhymes. So we can always go back, and that's what Patrick Henry said in the "Give Me Liberty, Give Me Death" speech. I'm going to paraphrase, but you can look it up. Look up the Patrick Henry "Give Me Liberty, Give Me Death" speech. He said, "I have no guide to what is coming in the future by what has happened in the past." That's what Patrick Henry used to see that, as he called this strong gale from the north was going to descend upon them, the Revolutionary War, and that it was going to wreak havoc in their land. He used the past to gauge that. He knew it was coming. He said, it's too late to turn. He said, are we so feeble that we want to deceive ourselves? I mean, you read that speech. It's profound. So if we're not living in the end of days, which I believe we are, but I'm not going to be dogmatic about it, I do know that history will teach us what is coming towards us. It's been repetitive over and over and over again. No nation survives what we're doing. We're in a war cycle. I mean, those are absolutely certain things that I can extract from history with pinpoint accuracy. So, again, maybe we're not in the end of days, but we are in the days where history defines where we're heading. And just as Patrick Henry, God love him, a devout man, a man of great wisdom, saw what was happening, and he used the light of history as his guide to see what was coming, I would encourage people to do the same thing.
I agree. History is the great teacher, and let me tell you, I'm naive enough to believe that history is also fluid. I'm also naive enough to believe that the end days don't come to a righteous nation, which we're not. And I think there is space in there. And I think the last days will be determined by the circumstances we set into motion because we've been given free will. I don't think God's sitting up there with a calendar, which is man's creation anyway, and pointing and say, that's the day. it's largely up to the course that we chart, because he gave us free will. He's just telling us how it's going to unfold, and he tells us in the Bible. That's how I choose to look at this. Some people won't. The other thing, Bob, that you raised that I think is really an interesting point is if we are in the last days, or if the last days visit the next generation, the one after that, or in 1,000 years, when the last days come, they're going to come so rapidly that as you see it happening, it's already too late if you're not ready. It'll sweep you away like a tsunami.
That's why I'm telling
you right now, this is why this broadcast tonight is important, Bob, because this gives people a chance to reevaluate where they are, and they get to decide, how do I want to face, if this is the last days, what do I want to go into the last days doing, standing for, and being? Because I really believe, Bob, once it starts, fear is going to so dominate that these discussions will not take place. It'll be all about survival.
Let me say this. I could be forgiven for thinking we're in the last days, because, I mean, you look at it, it says Daniel, great expansion of knowledge in the last days, great expansion of travel in the last days, that there would be a push towards globalism in the last days. There would be a system implemented that you won't be able to buy or sell unless you have a mark on your hand. You've talked to Steve about the transhumanism, the genetic manipulation. I think we could be forgiven for thinking that we are there. Now, again, I'm not going to be dogmatic about it, but if we're not, listen, here's what Patrick Henry had to say in that Give Me Liberty, Give Me Death speech. Mr. President, it is natural for man to indulge in the illusions of hope. We are apt to shut our eyes against the painful truth and listen to the song of the siren till she transforms us into beasts. Is this the part of wise men engaged in a struggle, in a great and arduous struggle for liberty? Are we disposed to be of the number who, having eyes, see not, having ears, hear not, the things which concern their temporal salvation? For my part, whatever anguish of spirit it may cost, I am willing to know the whole truth, to know the worst of it, and to provide for it. One lamp by which my feet are guided, and that is the lamp of experience, history. So I have no way of judging the future. This is continuing. I have no way of judging the future but by the past. And by judging the past, I wished had been known to me the conduct of the British military. Because what he's saying is, he by what other governments had done in the past, he knew where the British were going with this, and he knew there would be a war coming to our shores. But he challenged people, don't be deceived. Don't fall into the illusion of a false hope because you're listening to some narrative that says happy days are here again. If you follow the biblical and historic narrative, you get to come to one of two conclusions. One, we're living in the end of the age. Or two, that we're living in an endless cycle of history that's going to be very painful. And I don't see how you can come to any other conclusion than that. I mean, I just don't see it, Dave. I could be wrong. I let everybody judge the words that we're speaking tonight and come to their own conclusions. But for me and my household, we've made a determination that we're not. And again, as Noah moved with holy fear, he did things. He didn't sit there and say, well, God's just going to rain manna down from heaven, and I'm going to sit there and, you know, get my blessing from Most High, and because I've given my whatever, and you know, he's going to keep me. No, you think of this, arguably, one of the greatest act of faith in the Bible, other than the work of the Lord, was the building of the ark. It was a great act of faith. It took 100 years to do it, and yet that great act of faith took the greatest human effort. The ark didn't assemble itself. Noah just didn't decide to wait for driftwood. I mean, you just think of the logistics of how many board feet of lumber that thing took, how much pitch it took, planning to put the food on board to feed everybody. It was a huge logistical effort. And I would say this, if the church was really the church would know where this is headed, and the church would be warning its parishioners right now, get ready, instead of building these mega million-dollar ego edifices that they build and all the stupid things that they're engaged in, we would be warning God's people to get ready. And yet, again, most of those people sitting in those churches are following a narrative that's going to lead them down the path of destruction because they're being told everything's fine. Just go back to sleep as the little pendulum swings back and forth in front of our eyes, the little religious pendulum. Sleep, and they're being put to sleep. And yet, the light of Scripture, the light of human understanding through history tells us we're going in a completely different path than what the church is telling people today. So.
Anyhow. You're right about that. We are down the wrong path, and if we're not in the last days, it's the last days minus one, because it's the signs are so there. Let me address the fear issue as well that you have referred to, I think, about three times tonight, and and I get tired of dealing with it. I made this announcement on my channel, my YouTube channel, and I told people, I said, I welcome discourse. I like the disagreements. I like the intellectual debates, the different interpretation of the same facts. That's healthy. Steel sharpens steel. And I told people, but what I'm not going to deal with anymore, what I'm not going to listen to, are comments like fear porn, clickbait, because that's not what we're doing. I don't want to talk about this stuff. I would rather focus on corruption we can get our hands on, but this is the really big stuff. This is the important stuff, and we can't turn away from it. So here's my message to people who say, oh, it's all doom and gloom. You know what? As Truman said, if you can't take the heat, get the hell out of the kitchen. Go
Absolutely.
Away. Go hide under your couch. You know, immerse yourself in television and sporting events. Go away. If that's what makes you happy and you don't care about your preparation mentally, physically, spiritually, go hide somewhere. This is not the place for everybody. This is a show designed to inform, alert, and help people make decisions for themselves about what they need to be doing. So you know, I don't want to hear the fear.
Yeah. Again, Dave, there's two types of fear. If I got on here and was convincing people, remember the H.G. Wells thing in the 1930s? He convinced the American people that the Martians were landing, and people panicked. I mean, it was an irrational fear. And that is wrong. If I am somehow engaging in what I'm engaged in right now, and it's promoting an irrational fear in people, then I'm wrong. I deserve to be shouted down. I deserve to be called out. If I'm telling people that the space aliens are coming and you better put your tinfoil hat on because you got to get your laser gun and protect them because they're going to do this and that, yeah, okay, then call me out. But if I'm using the light of Scripture, if I'm using history as my guide, then and I am moving with holy fear. There's irrational fear and there's a holy fear. If I'm moving with holy fear, boy, I'll tell you, I'm going to be doing something. My life is. It's going to affect my life morally. It's going to affect my life physically. It's going to affect the way I live, what I watch, what I think, what I do. Noah moved with holy fear. And what was the outcome of that holy fear that he did? He saved his family. I'm telling you, Dave, this is a word of the Lord to a lot of husbands out there. You're going to see your families destroyed because your mouth is full of mocking right now of people who are telling you what is happening. You're going to see your families destroyed. And if you want to call that fear, so be it. You look what happens when people do home invasions. You let the rule of law break down. If you can't see where this is going, that the rule of law is going to break down, you look what happens in a home invasion. They just don't take the peanut butter out of the shelves. They don't look just take your wallet. They look for other more precious things in your house that they abuse. And if you think that goes on a national scale, you look at any time. You look at the Bosnian War, what happened. You look at any time when one of these things happens, what happens to the women in a society. You want to go there? You want that to happen to your family? You don't think it can happen here? I have sad news for you. It is going to happen here. And if you do not prepare for it, if you do not take it seriously, there are many men that are going to sit here and watch their family traumatized. And I mean, you figure it out for yourself, traumatized, because they will make you watch. That's hard to hear, but they will make you watch it. And
you know, Bob, I coached two people from the Bosnia-Serbia area as a college coach, very early in my coaching career, and two of them a year apart. And I got to know the families, and they all spoke English. And we talked a lot about what had happened there. And walking out of your home was an adventure. If you were a minority in a neighborhood with a different majority than you, snipers might be waiting for you. They shot people in their homes through windows they could see through. You know, and in Venezuela today, going to the grocery store, if anything like that exists in your area, it's an adventure getting home. And people say, well, that could never happen in America. Really? Wait till all the countries are under one banking system and they collapse the system and your six just-in-time deliveries, computer-driven, at Walmart, and Kmart and the other slave marts, when those stop, you're on your own. You're on your own.
Hurricane Katrina. Look at it. I mean, those people turned into absolute monsters almost overnight, and with every vile thing going on there, human depravity exploded within 24 to 48 hours, where every type of violent depravity was manifested that quick. And you take a society today, as our millennials and people are, they're saturated with violence, and they're saturated with pornography. You take that, ask any mental health professional. You have a person that has saturated themselves with those two things, and all of a sudden the rule of law breaks down. What's he going to do? I mean, I can tell you what every mental health professional in the world will tell you he's going to do. He's going to act it out. Again, so the fear narrative, I want to stress it, because if on the other hand, if I'm not telling you that the space aliens are coming, if I'm telling you that there's biblical and historical precedent, strong biblical and historical precedent for saying what I'm saying, saying what you're saying, saying what the Hagmans and Quayle and all these people are saying, if there's strong biblical and historical precedent for it, we're not promoting irrational fear. We are trying to instill holy fear, that you fear the God of heaven who's going to bring about a judgment on this earth unlike anything we have ever seen. And if I'm doing that, then I don't care what you say, because there will be those that listen, there will be those that prepare, and the preparation first and foremost is always spiritually getting your heart right with God, getting that wickedness out of your life. But then you look at Joseph, you look at Noah, I mean, the logistics of saving 7 years worth of wheat, you can imagine 3.5-4 years into that going, you know, Mrs. Joseph saying, honey, how much more are we going to put away? Well, 3 more years worth. We already have so much already. No, we need 3 more years. Because he knew it was 7 years to prepare. 7 years. You know, what did they do? The holy fear motivated them to take physical action. I want to say that again. Their holy fear motivated them to take physical action. And I would say today that if you are following the correct narrative, the biblical historical narrative, a holy fear is going to grip your heart. And that doesn't, it's not a fear, a panic fear. It's not an irrational fear. It's not a fear you nail 1 foot to the floor and start running as fast as you can. It's a fear that's going to put directive in your life. It's going to put a vision in your life. It's going to put a motivation in your life to where you know what you need to do. There's going to be paths that all of a sudden that will come to you. I need to do this. I need to do this. I need to do that. And it can be different for everybody else. But in you, that holy fear, being motivated by knowing that God is going to bring judgment, you're going to do things. You're not going to sit down and continue to watch TV and have the day as it is. It will change the way you approach your 24-hour periods. It'll absolutely transform it. You're going to find yourself turning off the TV. You're going to find yourself reading more. You're going to find yourself maybe picking up those extra things at the grocery store. You're going to maybe take some weapons training, maybe take some physical training, maybe you start learning history. There's thousands of things that you can learn to do that will make yourself a better person when this cataclysm comes full cycle upon us. And what we'll do, if you've walked in faith in it, God will honor it. And there are going to be many people that will make it through that difficult time. Their families will not have been ravaged. They will make it through it because they acted now in fear. So I'm going to say it. They moved with fear, holy fear, and prepared. So I hope that ends the fear. Fear debate, if I am promoting something that is irrational, call me out on it. If I'm promoting something that's biblical and historical,
we've covered the fear enough. We've been there, done that. And quite frankly, I don't care what anybody says about it. I can be a minority of one. And yes, I've already resolved that we've got big challenges. But I want to go to a different situation here. And I want to create a scenario that I've written about in part, and I'm going to develop it later in the week as I gather more information. I wrote quite a few years ago, 4 or 5 years ago, and I got taken to task by the Russian media for it, which tells me I was probably right on the money, But Alaska now has been penetrated several times by Russian nuclear bombers. That's a fact.
Yes.
Also, we know Obama suspended the submarine patrols. He suspended the F-22 overflights to protect the Alaskan coastline. He gave away Alaskan islands. I could go on and on and on. There's about 10 things Obama did to compromise the defense of Alaska. And there are two scenarios just, I think, will happen simultaneously. Because I think when we go into civil conflict, I think that's when we're going to get hit. And you're right, that's
absolutely
all going to happen at the same time. So let me lay this out. And I want to talk to the people about what they need to get prepared. We only got about 5 minutes to cover this. We have paramilitary south of our border, well-trained, well-armed, Red Dawn kind of invasion. The Russians will come across the Bering Strait into Alaska. Alaska will be gone in a day or two, and then they'll turn their attention south. And we'll worry about the rest of the country in another broadcast. But my feeling is this. If the tanks show up on the horizon, it's too late for you to bug out. Bob, tell people in a nutshell what they need to have without going into great detail and description right now.
To bug out
To know the trouble's coming and then to bug out appropriately. And we got about 5 minutes.
Well, you're going to have to operate at night. I cannot emphasize it enough. You're going to have to operate at night. The hordes are going to operate during the day. If you cannot operate at night, you're going to be one of the hordes. Just going along with the crowd. You're the only way to maintain your anonymity at that point is to be able to move at night, and that's going to mean night vision. The only way to stay in touch is to use ham radio. Again, ham radio is the only form of communication that is open to the American citizens that cannot be controlled, turned off, shut down easily. It can be affected, but it's very difficult to do it over a saturation of a large area. So ham radio and night vision are going to be absolutely critical. People hear me hammering on this all the time. I can tell you, without night vision, you're going to lose. You're going to lose to the guy that has it, and he's going to take everything away from you.
Okay.
And now that maybe that'll create a little fear
in
people.
Night vision. Okay. What would you add?
Let's
at least get five. Okay.
Water filtration.
Let's get five
food.
Workable items.
Okay, within water filtration and food, you're going to have that. At least to where you can get to where you can start scrounging off the countryside. But keep in mind, this is going to be very difficult because you got, 300 million other people trying to scrounge off the countryside. So it's going to be difficult. This is why bugging out is really a last choice. But even if you're staying in and you're trying to bunker down, night vision and communication, food and water. Learning how to do it. And again, this is the importance. You still have moments of time left. Turn the TV off. If you got that TV set on, the 2 hours you're going to watch a sporting event, get down and read a gardening book, how to organic garden. What kind of bugs affect potatoes? How do you grow corn? How do you recognize if there's a corn blight? I mean, crops where you're going to have lots of calories in them. Potatoes, corn,
okay.
Carrots.
Bob, we got to stay on the surface here because of time, because I do have another important question. Because I know when people call you at ready-made resources, I know that you'll educate them. But let's assume here that you've got an enemy approaching and you've got your communication devices and people are telling you. What I'm really wondering, and something that you and I have never talked about and something that's never been mentioned on the show, if you had to bug out, my first inclination would be stay off the main thoroughfares and the highways. What kind of terrain and what would you do as far as bugging out in terms of terrain and what would your game plan be?
Well, it all depends on where you live. It's going to be, people ask me what type of shoes do you need. Well, you're going to be walking on climbing. You could be walking on the beach in Florida. You could be walking up in the mountains over the Rockies. I mean, obviously, if you're in the Rocky Mountains, you're going to need a set of shoes that are going to protect your ankles from being twisted. So a lot of it's going to be the geographics of where you're going to add. If you live on a shoreline, obviously, you're going to want to think about fishing and that type of food source that you can gain. If you're living in the Tennessee where we live, turkey, deer, things like that are things you're going to want to think of. So it's going to be specific. This is what we do, Dave. We really do. If people call, I will sit there and spend time. And I can tell you, consulting, people charge $200 to $300 an hour for it. We try to help people out, and I have the experience. I've done it and been there. I don't want to say it because it sounds braggadocious, but I mean it. I've lived a James Bond life. That's all I'm going to tell people. I've been there and done it.
And folks, he's telling the truth. I know the details that he's not going to talk about. He is telling you the truth.
And I'm just saying, I'll be glad to talk to you, but again, you better get your night vision. Dave, I'm going to mention this. Anybody who orders a piece of night vision tonight, I'm going to give them a $75 store credit. I just marked down my PBS 30, the used units. I marked it down $200 and people right now, just for tonight, say till tomorrow morning, if people want to buy it, I marked it down $200. PBS 30, the PBS 14. They are absolutely the best pieces of equipment you can get. I challenge people, a friend of mine, and we've talked about him, John Lovell, from the he works at a group called the Telluric Group. He has a YouTube station called The Warrior Poet, former Army Ranger. Guy knows what he's talking about. You want to hear what he has to say about night vision? Just go listen to him. You're going to lose without it. You're going to lose without it. John Lovell, just Warrior Poet Society. You can go to his YouTube channel and watch it. Great guy. But again, you know, you're going to have that communication. You're going to have the night vision. And you're going to have a food source because, again, you won't be able to buy or sell without it. It's really time to get serious with this. Again, use history. Use the scripture as a narrative to where we're going. If it generates a little apprehension in you and motivation, listen to that voice inside of you saying what it's telling you, because it's probably going to guide you in the right direction. It's going to probably tell you to maybe cut out a lot of the entertainment, redirect some of that finance that you're spending for entertainment into preparation. Even if it's at the grocery store, you buy extra beans, you know, cans. I mean, you can go down to Walmart and buy these cans of chicken, white meat for $2.38 a can. I mean, you could be buying two or three of those every time you go and just keep stocking it up. It's easy to buy lots of bean protein and rice protein. You can buy that. But you can always take those little cans of chicken, little cans of tuna that you buy that are really cheap right now, throw them in with the rice and beans, and all of a sudden you've taken that plain drab manna and you've added something to it. It's going to make it a little bit more spicy.
Bob, we got to hold it right there, because if we don't hold it here, you've talked about a lot of products I know that you make available, and you've mentioned that. We got to get out your contact information before we get to the top of the hour.
I'll be here. People can call me at 800-627-3809. Ready-made resources. Ready-made resources, all one word, standard spelling, readymaderesources.com. We've been one of the longest in the industry doing this. Again, 800-627-3809. For tonight, if you order the PBS 30, it's expensive, but it really does. It's an Overwatch weapon that'll make you look to it. You'll figure out why. I've knocked $200 off of it right now for anybody who buys one. It'll only be that way for 24 hours. Anybody who buys a PBS 14 tonight, I'm going to give them that $75 store credit. It'll be good for their next purchase. They can use it, $75 credit. Just put Dave Hodges in the comments section, and that store credit will be good for you. You won't have to do anything else. And again, if you have questions on ham radio communication, call me. We have ham radio packages that are fit in most people's budget, and it allows you to talk when nobody else will be able to.
And you know when trouble is coming. Yep.
Absolutely.
Yep, exactly. Exactly. ReadyMadeResources.com. And I got to tell you, James Wesley Rawls was on a show recently, and he was our guest a couple weeks ago, and we're getting him back towards the latter end of June. And Jim said, I think he paid you the ultimate compliment.
He did.
He said that the only place to go to get survival equipment is ready-made resources. And that was on
property.
Bob wasn't on the show.
He literally crashed our server.
Bob, we are out of time. Give out your number one more time.
Okay, I'll be here. If you want to call, 800-627-3809.
Are we in the last days? Well, if not, you still better act like we are and get ready. Bob, thanks so much for joining us. Bob Griswold, ReadyMadeResources.com. Next hour, ex-NSA agent Vance Davis. Stay tuned. It gets even hairier. Thanks, Bob.